Ineducated is a comedy podcast. Each episode, we'll interview guests we deem extraordinary and ask them some ordinary questions. We drink, we laugh, we learn. So drop that pen, pick up a drink, and get ineducated. Hi, and welcome to Ineducated. I'm Erica, your friendly neighborhood idiot.
And I'm Jared, I help with that.
So today we're having Andrew on the show. Now, Andrew, you've been mentioned on the show before.
Oh, no.
I'm a bit infamous. So, Jared, why is Andrew so infamous?
So have you guys ever heard of that show where people go and investigate houses where people may have died in, and there's something called a spirit. Some people call it a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Andrew is very connected with the spiritual world because he likes to ghost all of his women. So,
All right, I wouldn't say all of the women. Just a few. Recent ones.
But,
all right.
It's not bad.
Yeah. So you're a little bit paranormal. What would you say makes you extraordinary?
Oh, man. I would have to say, I think my ability to trust people.
That's a good
one. The reason why I say that is because, one, I've been cheated on. Two, just family issues and things like that. And just being able to, you know, accept people and just trust new people that I meet. And I feel like that's hard to do, right? It's not an easy thing to do, so...
I mean, you showed up to a stranger's house to record a podcast.
Exactly. I could have been taken in the alleyway, and who knows?
No, I mean, it's a what is about to happen is what you mean.
I'm scared.
I mean, Jared is a little shady. We just got into that before we started recording.
I'm a little slim shady.
Okay. So... back in the 1950s, X-ray bootleg records, or bone records, rib records, whatever you want to call them, were a way to bypass the import ban in Soviet Russia, because they only wanted Russian composers, only wanted people listening to their own music. What people would do was, there was no plastic just freely available, so whenever X-rays were about a year old, they chuck them out the hospitals. So what people would do was they would make copies of records on the old X-rays, and that's how people would smuggle in, like, country music, things like that. Things from America.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
So, my question is, which album would you press?
Ooh. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't think I've ever actually asked Andrew a question on his musical interest since I have known him.
Man... Yeah, I'm not too big into music, like, or, you know, albums and things like that. I really just kind of got into music really in college, which wasn't that too far off. Wasn't that too much too long ago. So, man, I think if I had to pick, you know, currently, because I listen to mostly, like, current music, man, I love Zac Brown Band. Anything recent Zac Brown Band, I'm in love with.
Anything country? Yeah, he's like...
Anything country, yes, but specifically Zac Brown Band.
So you'd preserve country music?
Oh yeah. In a heartbeat.
So do you like... You don't like any old country? Like, you don't like Johnny Cash?
I do like Johnny Cash. Ring of Fire. Love it.
Okay.
Walk the Line. Love the movie.
Okay.
And that's really where I kind of heard Johnny Cash is the movie Walk the Line. And actually, to be honest with you, I think that's when I started really listening to music. I'm starting to get in the country.
Was that when that movie came out?
Yeah, when I watched it. Yeah.
How long did that movie come out?
It came out pretty... It was a while ago.
2005? 2006?
Yeah, but when I watched it, it was like... I don't know, end of high school.
So, 2011?
I mean, 12 is when I graduated.
Oh, shit.
2005 is when it came out.
That was good. That was good. That was a good guess. A good educated guess.
Ineducated guess.
Ineducated guess.
So we know you like country music. would that be your choice for your go-to karaoke song?
Oh, man. You know, I never have done karaoke, but no, I don't think so.
So, wait, you've never done karaoke?
No.
So, what's your, okay, so...
Andrew, so, I can't really say, Andrew, like, this is going to be my song, because I've never done it.
I got to ask a question. So, Andrew, you've never done karaoke.
No.
What are some other big things that you have never done? You know what I'm getting at.
No, don't.
Yeah,
let me know.
Yeah,
tell me.
Okay. What do you do before you go to take a shower?
Jerk off.
Okay, well, no. So, we know you do that. So, what do you do before you go take a shower? You strip?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I've stripped before.
No, and, fuck. It's strip club. You've never been to strip club.
Oh, I've never been to strip club. That is,
I was trying to build it up, it didn't work.
Okay, we tried.
You've never been to a strip club, you've never karaoke, and you're 23?
23.
So,
I'll be 24 and...
Are you just trying not to live life, or what? What are you doing?
Man, I don't know. I just had never... None of my friends ever wanted to go, and... Yeah.
Jared, what kind of friend are you?
I know.
We want to go. We want to take him.
Hey, we're going next week, or this weekend.
Yeah, we're going tomorrow.
You go tomorrow?
Saturday.
Yes, tomorrow's Friday. This weekend.
Yeah. Sorry.
So, hypothetically then, which song would you pick?
District 2.
District 2. I'd have to go with Torn.
You'd sing by Natalie, like,
Oh, yeah. I love that song.
That was so out of left field.
Mm-hmm.
I did. You know,
you gotta go random.
It's like the, I'm torn. You don't remember? Okay, well, that was really bad.
Nothing's right, I'm torn.
Yeah. You're a little late. This is how I feel. You don't remember that song?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Lying naked on the floor. It goes to stripping, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's, man, that's
I'm sure there's other songs I would sing, too, but...
That was so deep. That was so
good. That's a good go-to song.
It is a good go-to song.
Oh, my God. I really, really want you to sing this Saturday.
Hey, if we go somewhere where there's some karaoke, I will definitely...
I am going to have a stripper hold a mic to you. It's going to be a glorious night for you, buddy.
In between your legs.
That's what I meant. That's how strippers hold things. It's between your legs. It's the goat.
So, before we get into the hard questions... Would you rather be haunted by the ghosts of the girls that you've ghosted or forever be haunted of the smell of a Chili's after it closed?
I'm going with the Chili's. I don't want to get yelled at. I got half of it. That's the real reason.
He's just so low drama, he doesn't want to get yelled at.
That's one thing I hate is getting yelled at. I hate it. Yep.
Okay, so to be honest with you, all the questions that I wrote today were actually for a different Andrew who ghosted me.
Oh, so. I'm a better Andrew.
Well, I mean, are you?
Up until the ghost.
Us
so why the ghosting though? Why not just a simple hey,
man,
you know, bye, it ain't working.
I don't. All right, so I've only recently ghosted. To be honest, I haven't done it prior to being in Oklahoma.
Anxiety,
but
separation anxiety.
A lot of it's because I just hate that interaction. I don't like the feeling of hurting somebody. And I know obviously I'm hurting them by not talking to them. However, I don't have to see it. And that is the part.
I don't have to take responsibility.
I'm gonna go out this weekend and I'm gonna be like, oh, that's Andrew? That's that?
That's Andrew.
I'm gonna beat him up.
Oh. No, I won't beat you up. They'd be like, I'm gonna shake his hand because someone's clearly hurt him since he keeps ghosting women.
I'm gonna shake his hand because he'll trust me.
He'll trust me. Nah, yeah, that's good. They're gonna throw the
positive. To be fair, I don't completely ghost them. I mean, I pretty much, like, ghost I don't them. End it. Like, I don't physically, like, end it.
Because you don't talk to
but
them.
But I also, no. But I will, like, pretty much work my way out of it, and then I just eventually just stop talking.
Oh, you wean them off.
Okay, wait.
So it's not a complete, I'm never talking about
it.
I need an example.
So, like, the last incident of you jousting, how did it happen? Like, how did you gently let this lady off?
I just was texting every day, just a little less and a little less and a little less, and then eventually she didn't message me, and then message her, and that was it. So technically, it's not like they're messaging me and I'm just not responding back. It's kind of like, no, they're just not responding. Like, they're not sending me, and I'm just not sending them, and I just stopped talking to them.
So you just wait. So it's a mutual ghosting?
I don't know if it's a mutual ghosting, but, like, it's just a mutual. I mean, like, you can get the hint. Like, you're getting the hint that,
like, this guy. Like,
he doesn't want to, like, hang out anymore, talk to me anymore. Okay, like, I'm just not going to talk to him. Which is better than
to me. Do you want to pour some whiskey in your...
In my coffee?
Yeah, no. You should. Why not?
I feel like that would taste bad.
It would taste good. Whiskey and coffee?
Need some, like, rum chata.
Is it root whiskey and coffee taste good?
Yeah.
That's Irish coffee.
I got to drive home, too, you know.
But you got, like, 20 minutes drive to sober up.
True.
And you're... How old are you?
It's a long time.
How old are you? 39? Because I'm pretty sure you said 24. 23. Oh, 23. Even younger. Okay, so Andrew was like, I gotta take a nap. I'm tired. I gotta sleep. Well, I don't know a 23-year-old that sleeps that much.
Don't know my friends.
I sleep a lot.
That's all they ever did.
Really?
Well, I mean, that's the whole reason why I didn't start drinking until I went to...
Oh, right. Well, you have to edit that out. So,
do you drink at
the bar?
Okay. So that's the whole reason I didn't start drinking until I started my new job.
There we go. That's good. That's a good one. I've been drinking heavily for a while now. So.
All right. Before we go any longer, let's take a little trip through the tunnel of love with our sponsors for this week. Are you tired of looking for love in all the wrong places? Friends of friends, the bars, or the farmer's market? With all the advances in the world, why stick with such draconian methods? The good people over at DNA More have, have the right formula to read your love story as it's written in your DNA. Just send in a swab of your cheek to our facilities where we'll search our databases and compare your DNA to find your perfect match. Results can be found from 6 weeks to 12 weeks, depending on your lab testing. Our other sponsor this week ties in well. So you've met your match. Now what? No idea what to say or text? Our app, Whitever, you enter your text, and in real time, get a witty response.
These are so funny.
Monthly subscription fee does apply. See our Patreon for details.
Ooh, that's good. You know, it should have been, DNA-ness. So that way when they swab their cheek... It could be their butt cheek.
Ooh, that's true.
I don't know if there's going to be enough DNA there, though.
How does that work?
Unless Jared's in there.
This is what I'm confused. So, like, you saw your DNA. I don't understand.
Oh, no.
Oh, great. Alexa's listening.
One of my ghosts are here.
No, that's one of the No,
she's trained to listen for butt cheek.
It's the FBI is what it is. And they heard Andrew talking about... How do they get the DNA? And they're like, ain't gonna happen like this. You ain't gonna stop sending that in. Not in this influential podcast.
All right, now that we're back, we're gonna do a little section called Rapid Fire. It's our favorite section of the podcast. And you're gonna read this side, I'm gonna read this side, and you're gonna pick either or.
I love this. Yeah, you. Right. You who?
Ready.
Okay. Would you like to travel in time?
Or freeze time?
Travel in time.
Why?
Oh, man.
Well, I just want to know why.
I always wanted to go to the future.
Way to fuck it up, Jared.
What's our... Okay, do you want to travel to the future?
Or travel to the past?
Travel to the future.
No. Okay, freeze gun?
Or stun gun?
Freeze gun.
Rebus?
Or Reba? You don't know either one of those.
No, Reba.
Reba McEntire.
Yeah. Rebus is just like pictograms.
Oh, okay. No, Reba McEntire.
Okay. I bet I know this one. I'm a little bit country and...
I'm a little bit rock and roll.
Ooh, country.
Yeah, he picked it because of me. how about Donnie?
Or Marie?
Marie.
You know what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, who?
Donnie Marie, what's her name?
Yeah, the Kardashians.
No. What's her last name?
Osmond.
Osmond. Yeah.
Okay, vintage, like vintage design?
Or modern?
Modern.
Let's see here. The MoMA?
Or the Met?
The Met.
I would have picked the MoMA. I've never been to either one, though, so I can't really say. Bluto?
Or Popeye?
Popeye.
You know Bluto? You remember Bluto?
No.
I didn't. Okay, Bluto's the evil guy, the dark hair. Who always took olive oil?
Oh, yeah. Definitely Popeye.
I didn't know that was his name for a long time. And I was like, what's a Bluto? Why are they saying Pluto wrong? That's what I thought. So, baked?
Oh, you skipped one.
Oh, shit. No, I said Popeye.
Come on, Jared.
Oh, Popeyes.
Or churches.
Churches.
Okay. Baked?
Or fried?
Fried.
French fries?
Or onion rings?
Ooh, onion rings.
Okay. Lord of the Rings?
Or Harry Potter?
Oh man, we'll go Harry Potter.
Okay, magic
or high tech?
High tech.
Space, like you want to explore space
or deep ocean?
Space.
Either one of
Guardians
those.
Guardians of the Galaxy, all the way.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I can't.
No,
I don't have any.
No love for Cthulhu.
No.
Okay. What is it? Dive board?
Mm-hmm.
Like a diving board?
Yeah.
Like a, how about okay, diving board?
Or dive bar.
Dive bar. Okay.
All right, that was pretty
cool. Wait. Deep space?
Oh, yeah.
You want to stay here and...
Do I get to be with Jennifer Lawrence in deep space?
No, Jennifer Lawrence...
Jennifer Lawrence is already dead. Like, yeah. Her pod failed as soon as you guys met.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got into space.
Absolutely. Damn. Yeah. It's not even that it's
so I'm by myself
and
in deep space.
And it's not even that she like her pod failed. She was like, I know that I'm gonna wake up and I know who's gonna wake up and like I'm not okay with that.
It's not her future husband, Jared.
No, it's not me.
No,
she thinks it's me waking up and then she's like, I'm gonna choose to die. And then as she's dying, Andrew runs up and he's like, maybe I got you, and she's like, no, but she's stuck in her pod because she that was me. And I'm like asleep still. Because, you know, I forgot. I just forgot.
Okay, but in this scenario, do you just happen to knock the plug out of his pod?
Oh, my pod?
I knocked no plug out of no Jared's pod.
He'd knock the plug out of my pod.
Definitely not.
He might.
Maybe if you get your hair out.
I know who would, though. Gabe would.
Oh.
Gabe would not.
Doesn't have anything to do with Jennifer Lawrence either.
No, Gabe would just knock it out of it, just pure. He's like, you know what? I remember everything you've done to me. Oops. It's gone now. Well, what happened? Okay, iPhone or Android?
iPhone, obviously. I have an iPhone. I have two.
That's true. He has two iPhones. I don't know what to say about that. Nike or Adidas?
Nike.
I didn't say you knew what I was going to say.
It's not, okay. Yeah. No,
you don't like Adidas? Nike. You don't like Yeezys?
Nope. Just got to stick with one. Nike.
Is it just for the apparel, or do you actually like their shoes?
Oh, I love their shoes. Obviously, I'm wearing some Nikes right now.
Oh my god, everything that I say, he's using
Nike. Okay, like, is it...
Nike!
Okay, streetwear? Nike. Or actual performance?
I like it all. I mean...
Wait, what's your gym shoes?
Nike.
You sure?
Yeah.
I guess. No, the Reeboks.
I have both.
I can't do Nikes. I've been running and they're terrible.
Nikes, some are, but these New Balances?
Woo!
I have Asics for my running shoes.
Asics make good running shoes. There's one called like Hokas or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, I heard it's like run on a cloud, but when I look at them, they're like super big foam. You guys remember like the shoes in the early 2000s,
the
late
90s?
90s? The big clog foam shoes? You've seen those. Mm-hmm. Everyone's seen those.
Yeah.
Those bother me so much. And when I look at these Hokas, you know, you look at something enough and it just slowly turns into that other thing you hate.
Like you? I look at you and then I'm just like, I really hate you.
No. You look at other people and then whenever they say something annoying, they slowly turn into me.
Yeah.
And then you're like,
it's like any movie that Patrick Dempsey's in.
And then he goes,
I'm just really starting to hate this movie.
Look, if Patrick Dempsey ever needs a stunt double, I'll die for you, Patrick. You just
okay, but you didn't die for him on Grey's.
Hey,
so where were you at?
Maybe it was him.
No, he's been dead for years.
Patrick had to go because he's a very busy man. See, he had racing to do. And, you know, if you could be a doctor, you can race cars. What are you going to do? Obviously, you can race cars. It's a no-brainer. No brain surgery. What? You'd be a doctor?
Yeah.
What if you accidentally
save lives?
What if you kill some? What if somebody dies?
I mean, if it was you, it'd be right.
How would you deal with that? Oh, what? If it was me?
It's time to make the world a better place, Jared.
Okay, so Jared wheels into your OR. What do you do?
He wheels in.
They wheel him in.
Wheel him in. I was in a race car accident because I'm a race car driver in this one.
Just forget about him. Just like, yeah, put him in this room and then just never go in the room.
He's stable, it's
That's
fine.
That's so rude. That's rude. You know what? You'd be a Doctor Strange. You'd be driving your Lamborghini and then all of a sudden you would just crash down a hill or whatever and your hands would be all messed up.
Do I get magical powers?
You know what? You are not as motivated as Doctor Strange is, and therefore you sit at home and you just fade into obscurity. Life ghosts you.
Oh.
I don't know. That's really
plot twist.
God, that's really dark. I feel really bad about that. I don't want life to ghost anyone. Especially not my boy Andrew.
So, Jared, I feel like we've gone off on a tangent a bit. Do you have any questions today?
Yeah. I've got a couple questions. Alright. I think I asked this one like everywhere I go. If you could live anywhere, or every time, like if you live anywhere, where would you live?
Anywhere?
Anywhere. Nothing's off limits. You can live in whatever like house you want or whatever living situation you desire you got, but you can pick anywhere.
I would love to live in like a penthouse in New York.
Really? So you like the big city kind of deal?
Oh, yeah.
If we didn't pick up on this, Andrew is from Pennsylvania, and he's from Bethlehem.
Yep.
So he's really close to Philly.
Yep.
Go Eagles, everybody. If anybody, that's our team, by the way. So that's where he's from, I guess. But it's kind of country out there, though.
Where?
In Pennsylvania in general, like half of it's country.
I mean, it's like anywhere. I mean, you got your farmlands, but then you also got your small towns and your bigger towns and highly populated areas. Not really like where I live. I'm more like in like a
suburbs.
I'm in like a suburb, but like it's pretty highly populated. And then you get like outside of Bethlehem and you start getting into those like farmland areas. Okay. So it's like a hit or miss.
How far outside of Bethlehem? Drive time.
Not that far, I don't know, 10-15 minutes. 10, 15, yeah. Okay. Depending on where you go.
It's kind of like that could be kind of here, right? Like 10-15 minutes, you can kind of be on farmland.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I can see that now. Okay, so penthouse in New York.
Oh, yeah.
All right, dream job. What would you, like, what would you do? Like,
I would own a business that I didn't have to really run.
No. Okay, so I live by, like, I think I live by this. I think a lot of people should. Kind of like the, if you, like, work doesn't define you. Like, so your work doesn't define you, right? You do what you do for a living, and then you do something that you enjoy on the side. But what if what defines you and what you like to do is what you could do for work? So what would you do?
I would be a professional soccer player.
You play soccer. That's what you do. You would never, a day in your life, like you could go on and you'd never
play soccer every day.
Okay.
Dream team that you'd be on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say FC Barcelona?
No, Manchester United.
Okay. Wait, it's Manchester United, it's Barcelona, and then it's what's...
I mean, you got Liverpool, Chelsea.
The list goes on. Yes.
Sorry, I only know the Spanish, Mexican team.
España. I don't really know too much. Real Madrid. You know what I mean? Real Madrid. I'm going to go on. Okay, I got a question. I got one more question for you.
Yes.
I thought I had a question for you. All right, if you were a model, you're a model, right?
I am.
You can only model one brand of high fashion clothing. What brand would that be?
Calvin Klein.
You want Calvin Klein? Why?
Calvin Klein underwear.
No, okay. So, anyways, Calvin Klein, we're going to back it up here. Why would you pick Calvin Klein?
I actually like Calvin Klein. I wear a bunch of his stuff, so.
Would you say it's because your like, style is pretty classic?
Yeah.
Classic. I think Calvin Klein.
I'm going to dress up.
But classic, like, slightly modern. What do you mean right now? You're wearing a three-piece suit.
That's false.
Yeah, but he doesn't have his cravat in, so you know, he's keeping it pretty cash.
He doesn't have his lapel pin, so I guess that's fine.
Yep.
Totally fine. All right, and then last thing. Do you like the movie John Wick?
Oh, yeah. Love that movie. John Wick and John Wick 2.
Okay, which one's better, John Wick or John Wick 2?
John Wick.
You don't like John Wick 2?
I just said I liked it. You just asked me which one was better.
You think John Wick 1's better than John Wick 2?
You know why I like John Wick 1 better?
Why?
Because he fought for his dog that they killed.
Yeah, guess what he fought for in the second one?
His car.
To come back to his dog.
His car.
I'm fairly
sure. Well, they also blew up his house.
Yeah.
That was probably one of the reasons.
I think he fought to get his dog a house back. I like to look at it like that.
How can he do that if his dog was dead?
His dog was
dead. He got another dog. He had a new dog.
Yeah. But he never named it because it never replaced the hole the first one had, but he still cares for this one. He's very sweet, very sweet guy. Really shows a lot of depth for Keanu. You know what I mean?
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
What a great guy.
I'm a good guy. He's a good guy.
You can only be sad for so long.
Yeah, and then you get a kill.
Yeah.
Hundreds of people.
Then you go to the Matrix.
Yeah. Wait, what if he was in the Matrix?
The whole time.
And this was just a little bit later.
I mean, it's possible.
Same. They kill a lot of people. A lot. I hate this amount of people. There's a lot of bodies. Could you imagine that? Like if that was real life? Like if there was a real life like assassin's like cult, right?
No.
A serial.
Or could you imagine like that, like how would that be explained to you? Like you're walking down the street and you just see like some guy just mowing down like all these people that are having just like a gunfight in front of you. Because, I mean, clearly, like, it happened throughout the subway. There's just, like, trails of bodies. Like, some guy's got, like, a gunshot wound. Somebody's got, like, a knife in his chest. And he's just, like...
Well, I was raised on the south side, so I just, you know, keep my eyes on my phone and keep walking.
Oh. Okay.
You just don't see these things anymore.
Okay, fair enough. I'll give you that. I'm just saying, like, I don't know how that would, like, how I would respond to that, but, like, I just see an assassin go on a rampage. Like I don't know how I would respond to that.
I mean, I feel like the police would be there like in a heartbeat, you know.
Well, it depends on what part of town it is.
That's true too.
In that Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, I don't think they'd show up.
For now, there's bad parts.
All right, I think that was all the really bad questions I had.
Well, so you guys were both an hour late.
Jared.
You show up with Starbucks. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how basic are you?
I'm very basic.
I drove him. Girl. He was the guest. I was in transportation, so, you know, I was ready. I was ready for an hour. It's, you know, whatever. But he wanted Starbucks, and I was like, Zaddy gets what Zaddy wants. So, you know, we stopped by Starbucks. But we went to a Target one, so it's a Tarbucks. So, is it really like... that basic.
I feel like that's even more basic. Yeah.
So I just like implicated myself.
Yep.
I'm sorry, Andrew. I tried.
I know. It's basic white girl here.
It is. And Andrew's wearing white shoes, white shirt, white hat, black shirt.
I'm matching.
Is that white girl like a basic girl attire? What is that?
No, he doesn't have on sweatpants or an oversized hoodie.
No fringe.
It's not cold enough for that yet. Or today.
See that.
And he's also not wearing flip-flops.
True.
I don't think I've ever seen you wear flip-flops.
I do.
Do you wear flip-flops?
I wear my house. I walk my dog.
Wait. Okay, that's a good question. Are you one of those people that wear shoes inside your house? You wear shoes inside your house like flip-flops?
I mean, the only time I wear my shoes is like if I'm out. And then I come back in. I'll keep my shoes on.
You just keep your shoes on? But does it bother you to wear shoes around your house? Because, like, if I'm at my
house... I don't get up out of my bed and put my shoes on. Like, I'm not one of
those. Well, yeah, you know, but you know what I mean? You know people that do that? But people always wear shoes. Like, oh,
no.
Like that.
Like, I don't wear shoes or sandals. No. The only time I wear it is if I'm going out and I come in. Usually I'll take my shoes off or sandals off when I come back in at some point.
That makes sense. Okay. Sorry. That was it. That was really it. That was the real it.
Okay. So this is my final question for you. So, last year, or maybe it was earlier this year, Doritos thought they would have the greatest idea of creating a brand of Doritos directed towards women. They were going to be called Lady Doritos, and basically the whole concept was that women don't like the loud crunch of Doritos. They don't like all the dust that gets on their fingers. They don't tip the bag over to get all the crumbs at the bottom, which bullshit. So, I mean, that was quickly, like, they just ended that, like, almost as soon as they started it.
Yeah.
But did we miss out?
No. No. I think that's a stupid idea, first off. One, because you can't, when it comes to food, that's just for everybody. I mean, you can't say, this is for women, that's for men. That's just...
Well, I mean, except for, like, Luna bars.
I love Luna bars.
Do you really love... Yeah. Wait.
I mean, you can, I guess, right? You can
so put certain things in there. Was there something called Skinny Girl Vodka? I mean, that's food.
Now, like, yeah, you put stuff in food, like, that are I guess, good for that gender. I mean, that makes sense, but to say, like, I'm going to make a soft taco or whatever the deal was.
I knew you were going to say tacos, too.
I love tacos. I love Taco Bell.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, that's the stupidest idea.
Okay, I said that was the last question. I got one more. What was the worst thing Taco Bell ever came out with?
That's not even, you can't even say it to me.
Because they're perfect. Nothing bad comes out of Taco Bell.
Nothing
bad.
Besides the aftermath of after I eat.
Okay, then. Let me rephrase it. What's the worst thing Taco Bell has ever taken away? Or, like, the best thing that they ever took away?
That's a good one. Oh, man. Beefy five-layer burrito, the original one. That was so good.
Yeah, I don't even know. I get the same thing every time I go.
What do you get? What's your go-to? The box. The
$5 craving deal box. So, yeah, I mean... I always get the same thing, to be honest with you. They really haven't taken anything away from me.
I was talking to a coworker, and she said that she always used to get the chicken nachos that they had.
Okay.
I never had those.
Okay, you remember when they had the naked chicken taco?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay, they did take that away from me, and I did like it. I did. I really did.
I don't know. No, the nachos Bel Grande. That was good. I like the nachos Bel Grande.
I love Taco Bell, though.
You like Mexican food or just Taco Bell?
I like Mexican food as well, but Taco Bell is always number one.
Okay. You mean numero uno.
They're numero uno.
Okay, yeah. Numero one.
Numero one.
Numero one, because it's like sort of Mexican, sort of not. Numero one.
It's American.
Okay, that was good. I like that.
I think we did good today. So, we learned that you're really into country.
Oh, yes.
You've never been to a strip club or to karaoke.
Which is going to change.
We're going to fix that.
Yes, he is.
We also learned that you'd rather be haunted by a smelly chili. That you'd rather travel to the future. You're a fan of John Wick. And Lady Doritos was bullshit.
Yes.
Yes.
Bullshit.
Did you learn anything today?
What I have learned is, why am I friends with Jared?
Because he's going to teach you right now the definition of a Belfie.
Ooh.
Okay. If I think I know what it is. So it's like...
I was thinking like a Taco Bell. So
No. That's a tea Belfie.
Ooh.
Yeah. But a Belfie is just like, if you put your phone up and you're like, ooh, I'm going to take a really good, wait a second, and then you spin it around and take a picture of what's going on, you know, downtown on the backside.
For sure.
Yeah, like, I mean, some of them...
I've done a lot of those.
You've done Belfies?
Oh, yeah.
So, what's your favorite style of Belfie?
Ooh.
Like
bathroom, right before getting in the shower.
Raunchy Belfie?
Yeah.
Oh, like where you're looking up at it?
Yeah,
and then,
like you're like, and then, mirror's behind you and you're looking up.
Hey, for reference, everyone, we are literally doing the pose. trying to get into character for these Belfies. So you like where you're looking up and they can see kind of like the little McDonald's shape, like the little McDonald's, you know, the arches on the booty, something like that?
Yeah.
Or do you like the where you put your foot up on the counter and then you kind of have the whole around this? Done that. But, yeah, okay, whatever. It's not like I've done this.
He's just sharing tips.
Yeah. He's seen YouTube videos.
He's made YouTube videos.
You know,
shave the person's name into your butt hair that you're taking the belt for?
No.
But like, no, just their initials. The name might be...
No, what is funny is, one time,
So
my ex-girlfriend in college used to shave my butt for me. I don't know, she had some fetish or what, but she loved doing it, right?
Did she moan while she did it?
No.
Okay, good, because that'd be weird.
So, one time, She was shaving my butt, right? Shaved it into like a paper towel. She pulled up the paper towel, put it on my roommate's desk. He's also a really good friend of mine. And we just totally forgot. Like, I don't, like, I just wasn't even thinking, totally forgot. We went to her parents in Maryland, and my college was in Pennsylvania.
So you left your Bupic hairs.
So, yeah. So in, hit, like, on his desk, right? It folded up, so like, he couldn't see anything. So I guess he came back, he went in, he was like, got his paper, I guess he like opened it up, or like when he went to grab it, right, it opened up and everything fell, and he was so pissed, right? So what he did was, he shaved his pubes, right, with my, like, he put like mine and his, like, in my shoes, under my pillow, on my blanket, oh, in my mouthwash.
What a bad shit.
Right? So he calls me, right, when I'm at her grandparents' house with her, and he's like, he's just like, you could just tell he's pissed. And he's just one of those people who he has, like, anger issues where he just
clearly
lashes out, right? So I get back, and luckily somebody told me about the mouthwash, because I probably wouldn't have noticed otherwise, because I don't, like, look at my mouthwash before I use it. So I threw that out, and then I looked everywhere else, and I washed all my sheets, and vacuumed down
my
shoes.
Did you guys fight?
And, nah, I don't
know. I feel like that's like a, I'm going to fight you. No. So
I don't like confrontation.
You
want to
hear
so,
something funny?
Yeah.
So this is a roommate, right, of mine. I like to drink whiskey occasionally. Used to be a lot more when I stayed home, a lot more, but, you know, depression rises, so you go out and around other depressed people. So, was that a fart?
No, it's a chair.
Oh, it was a chair. Okay.
It was, like,
it was the chair. So,
Now you'd hear it if it was...
So, I get a glass of whiskey, right, and I have these really nice crystal glasses that my mom got me. She got me these crystal glasses and a decanter because she was like, ooh, let's get this for, I don't know why.
She was like, if you're going to be an alcoholic, you better be one in
style.
Yeah,
you better be a fancy alcoholic, an alka-fancy-ish. So she got me these, right? And I like am wanting to use them. So I start using them and then I get this really good, like, really good whiskey, okay? Which real good scotch. And the funny thing was, is at this time, a chick texted me with the wrong number, right? Mm-hmm. And she texted me, like, a dirty picture. And I was like, hey, I think you have the wrong number, but thank you for that. It was really, really, really good. I'll delete it. It's fine. I'm like, but you're hot. Like, good lucky guy. She was like, oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed. Dot, dot, dot. But you liked it? And I'm like, oh, my God. And so...
You told her that
you
broke up with the MacBook.
So I was like, I mean, and I don't know how it happened, but then we started, like, texting dirty stuff. And, like, I mean, I don't know if she's real. She had to be real. She had to be real because, like...
You got catfish.
No. Dude, her pictures, her pictures were all consistent.
Where's Neve?
No, her
me.
Her pictures were consistent.
Well, I mean, we already got Max here.
Oh, it's true. I don't know what that reference was to.
The guy with the white hair that does the show with him.
Oh, whoa. That was uncalled for.
Got that salt and pepper hair.
It's salt and peppery. It's salt and pepper, ladies and gentlemen. Jovens. But, so, she texted me back and forth. We'd be texting each other dirty shit all the time. And, like, she'd send me pictures. I'd send her pictures. Like, one time, I told her, she was at work, and I was like, hey. I was like, and it was, this is going to get real graphic. It's like, okay, chair. I said more colorful language, but you get it. And she was like, I don't want to do that. I'm at work. And I was like, I didn't ask if you wanted to do it. I gave you an order. And I was feeling, you know, really fucking ballsy. And she did. She took a picture of the chair and of herself. And it was really hot and cool. And I was like, awesome. We're at home. And she's like, okay, it's your turn. Blah, blah, blah. And she tells me to do some stuff, like take a picture while I'm driving, while I'm all this stuff. Anyways, I'm sitting down on the couch. She's like, what are you doing? And I've never met her, right? And she just wanted to keep this, like, sexual relationship going because she said I was a very good wordsmith and that was very steamy.
Was pre-Grays?
Yeah, oh my God. No, this is not pre-Grays. I still have Grays in my head. It's a couple years back. And I'm chatting with her and she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, drinking some whiskey. And she goes, put your balls in the whiskey. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, I'm not putting my balls in this whiskey. This is good whiskey or scotch, whatever. And she was like, well, I just assumed you would. So I sent her a picture of my balls in the whiskey, like, about 2 minutes later. and there, I mean, they were fully immersed. It was, it was a very low point in my life. I don't know, man. It was low. Don't worry, I've washed the glass since then. And
so you're saying that is the lowest you've ever gone?
Not as low as what you're about to hear the roommate did. So I put the whiskey on there, right? on the table, and I fall asleep, and I get up in the morning, and I go in my bed, and I wake up, and it's like 8 o'clock. And I think he gets home from somewhere, and he walks in, and he goes, and he, like, just drinks the whiskey. And I was like, and he goes, hey, drink your whiskey on the table, it was good. And I was like,
God.
What a shitty room.
And I just laughed, yeah. I just laughed, and I was like, hey. I put my balls in that whiskey. And he was like, what the fuck? And he's like, why don't you put your balls in the whiskey? And I was like, why would you trust a glass just sitting on the table? That was mistake number one. I was like, mistake number two is, I mean, come on, it's half full. Like, you didn't think I would finish it? He's like, you fall asleep sometimes. And I'm like, you drink ball whiskey sometimes. It was dark.
It was a dark time in your life.
It was a dark time. So, it'd be what it'd be. Yeah, sorry. So I kind of did that. I never got any kickback on it, but I probably should have gotten like some kind of kickback. You know, it wasn't really my fault, but I can see where you do that.
Drink your whiskey. I mean,
I can see where you leave your ass hairs like on a nightstand of your roommate.
I mean, it wasn't me. It was my ex-girlfriend. So I blame her, but I got the.
She sounds shitty.
Is that why she was the next girlfriend?
Yeah, you can't just leave a man's at pubic hair. That's his personal property. You don't give it away to some other man. That's
true.
Yeah, the trust is broken. Bond's gone. We're out.
Yeah, that one, that relationship definitely didn't work out.
Yeah, so. Well, she's shitty. She's missing out.
She's shitty.
Well, Jared's way with words is why I always go to him whenever I get really funny, like, DTF messages from guys on DMs.
Yes,
And it's also why... when I was coming in from my parking lot like a week or two ago, there was a nasty, black, dirty, old used condom.
I didn't say nasty black guy. It's condoms, I was like, Maddie, did you not say that?
No, it was a used condom. And the first thing I thought was, Jared.
I got a dirty used condom, I'm like, oh, Jared. That is what I think of. That's what
part of it had to do with what I gave him for his birthday present.
Which was some condoms, which... I really got drunk pretty quick.
And you lost them.
Someone stole my condoms from me.
You set them down, didn't you?
No, I didn't set them down. They were in my backpack the whole time.
And you didn't feel someone just slide a big box of condoms out of the back of your pocket.
No, I didn't feel a lot that night. I didn't
feel anything. Somebody, like, as they were sliding, they stuck something else in your back pocket.
No, they were just gone. They were stuck. Nothing replaced them. Well, oh, I know what you're trying to say. They're trying to give me money for my birthday, but they didn't. They didn't do it.
That's it. Yeah. Exactly. That's what
you're they were trying to give you a tip for your birthday.
Yeah, a tip of something, I'm sure. Oh.
Some type of tip.
What kind of tip, Andrew?
Some type.
What type of tip?
The biggest of tips.
Which would be a Q-tip?
No.
Tip of a ballpoint pen?
Tip of a mushroom.
Oh, a mushroom tip. What's that called? Layman's term.
Tip.
Someone's penis.
Shroom.
Someone's penis. He's right there. Someone's penis. Oh, man. Okay, so. Wait. I go away. Do you ever do any, like, embarrassing things with, like, your friends? Like, say, a group text. Say, like, a group text full of pictures. Say, like, you guys send pictures to each other in a group text of...
your balls in a
of dicks.
Whiskey glass?
Yeah, dicks.
Of our dicks?
Yeah, of your dicks.
Yeah, you know. Sometimes it happens. You know, usually they're screenshots of Snapchats, you know.
Of dicks?
Of our dicks, yes. You know, like, you know, the butt... selfies, you know, that'd be one.
So what's a dick? I know a dick selfie is just called a dick pic.
Like peeing, like, you know, me peeing.
Oh, like my God.
Of me peeing.
So, like,
right?
Water sports? Sort of.
Yeah. So, you know, just random stuff.
That's not random. That's one type of thing.
I'm just saying.
So it's just your dick doing random stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like what my dick does. That's, like, the name of the... the category of...
What my dick does.
What my dick does.
Yeah.
That's a good one. What would my dick do? W-W-M-D-D.
Do.
What would my dick do? W-W-M-D-D.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make a bracelet. Shape like a penis. And then it'll
say it on. Embroider that on a pillow.
Yeah, millions. Millions. Millions.
Embroider on a pillow with a little dick underneath it. People would buy it off Etsy.
People would totally do that.
See, I don't find it that weird, though. I mean, it's just like locker room talk. Just a bunch of dudes, a bunch of friends.
Sending Snapchat pictures of Snapchat to Vicks.
Yeah.
Pinging.
Nothing wrong with that.
Why would there be?
Mm-hmm.
There's not.
Yeah.
But you send pictures of you.
I'm not sexual.
No.
No. You don't send pictures of you.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, Andrew loves blondes. Loves them. Lives for them.
Right? Only dated blondes.
Only dated blondes. But he is open to a sugar mama of
any type of hair.
Any type of hair.
Well, you know, Mama June is blonde, and she's coming to some money.
Who?
Mama June? You know, just say yes to this.
Yes.
No. You remember Honey Boo Boo?
Oh, her mom.
You want to say yes now? Have you seen Mama June?
Yes.
Have you seen Mama June?
She's been working out.
You seen the new Mama June?
Mom's been working out.
You know what grosses me out? I type in Mama June and it pulls up exactly. Like, I type it in how I feel like it should look. I don't know. Okay, this is old Mama June.
I don't know if I want Mama June or...
That there's two Mama Junes in that one, it looks like. And then this is new
Mama June. I'll take the new Mama June.
You would take new Mama June?
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah, I see. She be my sugar mama?
I'm really... I don't know,
I'll take it.
Will you help her fix your eyebrows while you're at it?
I'll try.
Yeah, I know.
Mama June.
That's her man. That's her man right there.
Cool. I'm better looking at him.
Her new man's in the background looking real weird.
That's her new man?
That's her new man. That's her new man. He's like in the back.
I get it. How many more pictures you need to show me?
I can't stop.
Mama June.
He acts like he's not impressed by her, but he's obsessed with her.
He would.
Hey, People Magazine did an exclusive on what she had done and how much it cost, and it was $75,000. She had her neck done. She had her back.
Would you have anything done?
What? Would I have anything done? What would I have done?
Yeah, like if you had money, would you have anything done? That's my question.
Yeah, I'd just get porcelain veneers. I'd just get porcelain teeth. Fuck it. I don't want to have to brush. I mean, let's just get my teeth all redone, like brand new. And they're not stained. And you can just have them cleaned by like what? Like anything. I mean, yeah.
You put some toilet cleaner in your mouth. It's good. Yeah,
pretty much you just swish around Pine Sol and you're good.
I would do it.
Nice. I'm not ashamed. No shame. No shame.
So, Andrew, thank you for being our guest today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Jared?
Yeah?
Oh, I didn't have anything to say.
No.
It's just Jared. All right. It's been a good show, guys. Remember, our show is now bi-weekly because I have too much to do. I had to get a car.
Oh.
I have to drive for Postmates to afford my car.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
So that's
what kind of car did you get?
Honda Civic. We named it John Cena because people can't see me in it.
I like it. You can't see me.
So, yeah, the show's going to be bi-weekly now because I won't have as much time to be able to record and edit everything on a daily basis.
Okay.
I mean, this goes out almost like the next day after recording.
That's good.
Andrew's gonna listen. We're all gonna listen.
So yeah. Thanks a lot. And remember, you don't need a degree to be uneducated.